Well, it's been a long time since I did a podcast episode, but this is episode 4. And what shall we talk about? Dreams. Signs. Now you're probably thinking zodiac signs. No. Not talking about if you're an asparagus or a Capri Sun or whatever. I don't really care. Even though I'm a librarian. I was born in October. I'm talking about signs all around you. Now you're probably thinking road signs and all that stuff. Maybe. But I'm talking about if you really, really be silent. If you really be silent, doesn't make any sense. If you stay quiet and you take the world in, it speaks to you. People are like, that is the weirdest thing that you ever say. But it's true. Well, maybe to me. Maybe not to you, because a lot of people don't pay attention to begin with. But maybe I don't listen to certain things that people say, but I do listen to the world when it talks to me. And I'll tell you this. It's pretty crazy on the dreams that I've had, and they come true. So, let's dwell into those dreams, shall we? And I just looked at the date. It was the Game 5 of the Dodgers versus the Rays and the World Series last year in 2020. So I just looked. It was October 25th. But let's go back a little bit more. I'd say about 2013, maybe. I was living with a buddy of mine, and I was sound asleep in the place that we were renting from. And I woke up from a dream that I had that I won on the Monopoly machine at Eagle Mountain Casino. And it didn't give me a specific, you know, winnings or anything. I just remember winning on a Monopoly machine. And it was a Saturday, I believe. And I phoned my dad. I said, hey, let's go take a ride. He's like, nah, I don't want to go for a ride. I said, come on, I had a dream that I won. He goes, "Meh, maybe during the week." I was like, all right. So, that was Saturday. Wednesday, I get off work, go home, take a nap. I wake up, and I had a similar dream that I won on a Monopoly machine. I phoned my dad, hey, let's go for a ride. What? Let's go for a ride. I had a dream I won. All right. You know, I can go by myself, but I like going with my dad. So we went to Eagle Mountain, which is about an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15 minutes. It all depends on how you drive. If you drive fast and you can get away from the CHP, you can get there in about an hour. So, we get there. I'd say it was around 4:30 p.m. or so. We get there. And I see a Monopoly machine. I put in some money. My dad goes, I'm just going to go walk around. All right, cool. Playing. Talking to some of the workers there. Some of the employees that we know. I think I put in like $100. Playing, nothing. I was like, okay. I'll put another, you know, $20 or $40 in. I hit $1,200 and I pulled out, and then one of the employees that we know, Kevin, he goes, you know what? I'm going to go hit your dad up. And my dad goes, what? I said, yep. And he goes, you ready to go home? I'm like, I'm ready. Here's your 200. I'm just going to give you 200. I'm going to keep my 1,000. And we went home, and that was 45 minutes of playing. So it took us longer to get there than it took for me to win. And after that, I remember having dreams of winning. I had dreams that I was in a hotel and I saw an elevator open up, and there was a puddle of water inside the elevator, and in the puddle was tons of cash just scattered all around. And I remember waking up and was like, I need to go to the casino, and I didn't go. And so I had plenty of dreams that I've won and I didn't go. Well, let's fast forward to October 25th, 2020. It was game five of the Dodgers. I remember it was, you know, of course they won in the sixth game, but fifth game, I remember, you know, sitting in the chair in my living room, and I just, you know, kind of sit there and I knock out, and I remember it wasn't even that long. It was like 10, 15 minutes, because the game was still like, you know, in the seventh inning at the time or whatever. And I remember knocking out, and I had a dream that I walked into this building, and it didn't even seem like a casino. It wasn't like, you know, oh, I'm going to walk into this casino. It wasn't even like that. I walked in, and I remember the left side, there was a restaurant, and it was Donut Hut and Deli, the shop that me and my brother own, but it wasn't the building that we have now. It was just, it was like a restaurant inside the place. And I remember going through the door, going inside, and it was dark. And I remember, like, we didn't, you know, of course the lights were all off and stuff. I was like, okay, you know, in the dream that was our shop. And I remember my dad coming in the back on the side, and he walked in. I was like, hey, you know, lights are off, okay. I just said, there's a lot of commotion down that hallway, I'm gonna go down there. And he goes, okay. And I remember walking in, and it was like a ton of, you know, it looked like a, like an adult arcade. And a bunch of people, a bunch of adults were just laughing and cheering and laughing and smiling. And just, it was beautiful. It was a great feeling. And I remember walking in, and they embraced me, and we're all winning. And I just remember walking in, and it was just heaven. It was like heaven. And I remember waking up, and it was like, you know, like I said, my 15-minute dream. I was like, I got to go to the casino. That's a sign. And so my brother was asleep on the couch. The dog's asleep. My dad was in the room. I said, hey, I'm going to go to the casino. He goes, right now? I said, yeah. It was 9:30 at night. He goes, be careful, man. I said, no, I got it. I got it. You know, it's in Porterville. It's cool. I've been there plenty of times by myself. So I take $500 with me, and I take off. Get there around, I don't know, 10:45-ish or so. So I go in there playing games, whatever, you know, slots or whatever. You know, losing here and there. Then I went in this one machine, and I'll hit like, I don't know, like $900. I was like, all right, cool, you know, that's good. Playing around, nothing, you know. And all of a sudden, I remember something told me, play the Walking Dead machine. Never played it in my life. But I was like, okay, I'll play it. So I made a little bit more money, and I lost. And I was like, I'm going to go in the Walking Dead machine. So, you know, take it. I got there around 10:45-ish. And it was like 4-something in the morning. And I was like, I got to go home, dude. I got to go home. This is getting late. So I'm on the Walking Dead machine. I put in, I think, $300 ticket that I won previously. Put it in there, playing max bet, $3.75 a hit. Going up and down, all the way up to 500, all the way down 400. And I said, I'm not going to go lower than 3. Went all the way up. So by the time it was probably like 4:45-ish, almost 5 in the morning. And I was like, I'm not, if I go down to 300, I'm out of here. I'm going to go on that ticket. You know, I had money still in my wallet. So I hit these bonus rounds, and I was like, okay, cool, you know. Hit the bonus rounds, and all of a sudden, these zombies came out, and they flooded my machine with wilds. And I hit over $3,000. And I'm like, crap, this is insane. Just like my dream that I won. Pulled out. Usually I don't pull out, but that instance I did. Took the money and went home. Told my family, yeah, I won. You know, they were like, what the heck? Whatever. The next weekend, I had a dream I won again. I end up going, and I hit $2,200. The next weekend I went, I hit, I think, $1,300. And it was dreams I had. Of course, you know, I lost whenever I went because, you know, me being the gambler I am, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go. I didn't have a dream, but I'm going to go. I lost. But I always feel when I'm going to win. And there's times I go in the casino and I'm like, I'm not going to do good. I could just feel it. And I don't. I've never really had a time where I'm like, oh yeah, I feel great and I lost. It's always, it's just like my, I just feel the energy. And so I've won plenty of times and I've lost plenty of times, but it's pretty interesting how much I've won and of course how much I've lost, but it's pretty dang cool. And I remember I went a couple months ago by myself. I'd say about 2 or 3 months ago. Went by myself in the middle of the night, playing around, same thing that I always do. And I ended up going to a dollar machine, and it's $5, $10, $15, $20, and $25 hit. And I put in a $150 ticket. And I remember this lady was looking at me when I walked up the stairs. She was just looking at me. And she says hello. And I was like, hi, how are you? And I was looking at the machines, and one of the machines started glowing. And they all glow. But this one went, it just gave me that, you know, double glow. I was like, that's weird. I said, I'm going to play this machine. Put the $150 ticket in. I swear to you, on everything that I love, I hit the $5 hit, the first hit. Cover the whole screen. I won $2,500. It's crazy how lucky of a person I have been in life. And it goes from being, you know, don't get me wrong, I've lost. And a lot of people think all I do is win because I don't really tell them that I lose. So it looks like I win all the time. No one wants to brag about losing. It just doesn't make sense. And so, yeah. It's crazy how it, I mean, from my past dreams to now and just the people that I've met in life and to get the donut shop, just being hungry and walking in and her just telling me, do you want to buy the business? Like, I don't know this lady and, you know, that I've told in the past episode. That's how lucky I have been in life when it comes to certain situations where, I mean, I could literally talk your ear off all day about the luck that I've had. And it's just crazy how things happen. And so I always tell my daughter, hey, look around you. The world speaks to you. The signs, there's signs everywhere. And there's plenty of times where I've had dreams of winning and I'm like, I want to go, but I'm lazy. And I don't want to go. And I just end up putting on a movie and just watching it or just going to sleep or whatever. But I do have dreams where I do feel lucky. I do feel lucky. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people are just in tune with everything around them and their surroundings. And some people aren't. And it's just, I feel like I'm one within the world. I mean, take it how you want to, but I mean, it's just wild to me. So yeah. And I've continued to have dreams. I've, you know, I'm the type of person that can remember like 6 of my dreams. I mean, we're like 6. I didn't even think we dreamt that much. I'm like, yeah, I think we all dream every day. It's just some people don't feel it. They don't, you know, and I've had so many dreams where I'm just, you know, it's all connected, or I feel like, you know, something's, you know, like I have sleep, I suffer from sleep paralysis, and yeah, it's just, that's another topic. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys, you know, about the dream thing, about being lucky. And I'm always going to consider myself lucky in certain things, and that is one of them. And, you know, to others, money doesn't mean much. And it's not everything. But it's kind of important to, you know, to have so you can eat, take care of your family. So on that note, stay in tune with the world and stay tuned to my episodes. Bye-bye.